Blog Talk Radio.
Okay, day. Hope your day has gone well as well. And we'll be getting into the show here in a little bit. But I just wanted to say hi and welcome you to Spiritual Talk Radio. Let's go ahead and open with prayer, and then we'll go from there. Father, Mother, God, I just thank you for this day, and I thank you for friends that sometimes are there for us and watching over us, and we all need that guiding hand and once in a while. And Father, Mother, God, I pray for my listeners right now. I pray that you would touch them physically, spiritually, emotionally. And Father, Mother, God, just move in their lives in a mighty way. I feel like that we're going into some new energies, and that's a great thing, and I appreciate it, Father, Mother, God. And I just thank you again for the show, and just let me move out of the way now and become the vessel that you used on this program. And I say namaste, and I say amen. Okay, let's go ahead, and I have a few callers waiting for me patiently, I hope. But let's go to 617. Let me get over here.
Hello.
Hi.
Hi, Michael. How are you?
I'm good. I can't complain. How about you?
I'm good. I'm good. I would like to complain, but I'm not going to.
Hey, well, I've learned in my life, or somebody passed this down, that, you know, they don't worry for you. I mean, they don't care. So
that's
they're
true.
Busy with their own stuff, probably.
Exactly. Exactly. You know, and I look at my life, I'm like, you know, it could be a lot worse. You know, I'm able to get up in the morning, go to work, and do what I need to do. So, you know, I'm grateful. I'm very, very grateful.
Right.
So,
yeah.
I mean, I have my ups and downs. It ain't nothing's perfect.
Oh, you will.
You know?
No.
You know?
We all do that. Have more bad days than good sometimes, or at least it feels that way.
Amen. Amen. I understand that.
You know, our mind was like to trick us that they're in control, and we can't do anything about it, but you know,
right.
You just have to speak. You have to speak your thoughts, and you have to think before you speak, I guess.
That's right.
How can I help you?
And I'm working on that. I'm working on that. Well,
yeah,
my question my question is in regards to me actually wanting to leave the job that I have. It's full-time, and actually move into something where I can really grow and expand and just be able to use my creativity. But I've talked to several people, and they're saying that I, you know, will be going, should have my own business. But right now I have to, I don't know if I'm not, you know, living by faith or I'm just being practical. I can't afford that now. I really can't.
Right.
But I can't pinpoint as to what it is that I want to do. I know the type of environment that I want to be in and the type of people I want to be around, but I can't pinpoint exactly what it is I want to do.
Right. Sometimes that's hard to know, and that's why we have a spirit that tells us answers to our questions. And I think everybody I talk to, I think is in the same boat. You know, they're wanting to move forward, you know, just out of these. I think what Spirit's trying to do is there's, you know, some energies on our planet right now that need to go away where we can, you know, touch more people. And one thing I could say is, maybe this will help you as well, you know, don't say goodbye to your dreams and stuff, because your mind wants you to think that there's, you know, no thing you can do about your future, but that's not true. And so
exactly.
You can't turn things around.
Yes. Yes. You say you do see.
I pulled a couple of cards. I didn't mean to cut you off. I'm sorry.
No, that's
go
okay,
ahead.
Honey. Go ahead. No. I'm not going to hear what you have to say.
Okay. Because I got the power card in front of me. So that just reaffirms that you need to take back your power. And I don't see you at your full-time position for a long time. I feel like you're going to be moving into, you know, a different environment where you can bloom better. You're just done there. You've done all you can at that location, and now it's time to say goodbye and move into something else and go into your power. You know, I think we all need that. I think we give up our power too easily. We quit, you know, before the miracle.
That's true.
He came into our lives.
That's true. And that's what in my mind, I'm like, am I quitting before the miracle happens, or the fact that I've made a decision to move on and that's the miracle?
Yeah, you know, I think just moving on, and as you move on, you're going to get a new vision where you can grow better. And pay attention to your dreams, because I pulled another card for you, and Spirit is definitely talking to you in your dreams.
Yeah.
And also not to give up on your dreams. You know, it'd be probably easier for you to stay where you are, but that's not where Spirit wants you, or Spirit needs you in a different location doing different things.
Exactly.
So.
Exactly. Exactly. Excellent. You just confirmed, confirmed my gut feeling and what I really want to do. And I guess I just called to get that confirmation that yes, I'm on the right track. So thank
you. Yeah,
you
definitely are. Yeah, no problem. I got like tingly things going on with me, telling me
oh,
that
wow.
You know, I give you the right advice. So
wow.
Yeah, I feel also, just pay attention to your environment, because I feel like that you're seeing spirits.
Oh.
So you might just pay attention to that.
Okay. Well, I will tell you, when I moved into this room that I moved into in June, I was visited by a spirit. I don't know if it was spirit or it was it. Only thing I know is that it was an outline of a man, and it was one of the gentlemen that actually live in this two-family house. It was actually him. And I said, what are you doing in my room? And he said, I just want to make sure that you're okay. I said, but I'm fine, but what are you doing in my room? You have to leave. You got to go. And sometimes if I'm uncomfortable with the spirit, I have to ask it to leave, and it usually does.
Yeah, they definitely do. I mean, they're not going to harm you or anything. I mean, we're just entertaining them and letting them into our lives. But there's a difference between, you know, there are spirits that are lower vibration, and so you need to be careful with them. But overall, you look like you're doing good, so I don't see any problems.
Excellent. Thank you so much, Michael. Thank you. Thank you.
You're welcome.
Thank you.
All right. You have a great
Many
day.
Blessings to you. You as well. God bless you.
All right. Thank you.
All right, honey. Bye bye.
Bye bye. Well, maybe bye-bye. My switchboard is not working for a minute. So we're going to calm down for a second. And because I really feel like the spirit wants to talk to us today. And I don't want to miss that opportunity. I just want to be open to what spirit has to say and what spirit wants to do on the program. So we just have to be attentive to that energy. So we're going to go ahead and take some more calls. And we're going to go to 702. You're on air with me. Hi.
Hey, Michael. I would just love just a message for the weekend, please.
Okay. I can't hear you hardly, so.
Oh, sorry. I can't talk much louder.
Oh, okay. Sorry, you're not feeling good. So, so you just want to. So you just want to know what's up ahead?
Yes, please.
Okay. And your cold or whatever this is should be gone about midweek. Put you on Wednesday.
Oh, thank you.
First card I pulled for you is a listening card. And so that's telling me that Spirit wants you to listen more. They're definitely talking to you, just like the caller before. They're talking in your dreams. And they just want you to listen, and they're giving you the guidance. And the next card I pulled, it's amazing how cards go together here. But the next card I pulled is a signs card. So that means definitely they're showing you signs and stuff like that. So you just need to pay more attention. What Spirit's telling me, Rose, is that you're missing things. You're looking, and I've done the same thing. We're looking in one area, and we think that Spirit's going to move in this certain way. And, you know, they're divine beings. They know what's best for us. So just pay attention to the signs. And then the next card I pulled is the intention card. So you can set. What I do is I would just set the week ahead to be positive, no negatives, affect you. Just you know, just be there in spirit and watch the intentions that you're putting out there. Surrender and release, and that's the last card I'm pulling for you. You just need to let go of some things. We all have things that we're hanging on to, and we just need to know that our angels want us to cut cords with the negativity of our past. Sometimes we've had not good relationships so with ourselves. So just watch that, and that should be good. I feel like work this week is going to be a little calmer than it has been. So main thing is you just take care of yourself. That's one thing that Spirit wants you to do. So, okay.
Thank you very much, Michael.
Okay, you have a good day.
Thank you.
Call me after the show and we'll talk. All right, let me give the call-in number. The call-in number to the program is 347-327-9316. And you do have to push your 1. That way I get a notification that you want to talk to me. Otherwise, you just sit there in the queue thing and just enjoy listening to the show. So let's go ahead and take another call. Yep. Hold on. The caller is getting me to click. Moved into a different thing. So, oh, don't have it. Okay. I'm confused. Okay. I've found my way. Don't worry. We'll get there. We have to love Mercury retrograde. 352, you're on air with me. Hi.
Hi, my name's Andrea. I just wanted to know if you had any messages for me or anything that
okay.
for the future.
Okay. Let me go ahead and pull some cards for you from my Oracle deck here and see what they say about the situation. I feel like that you're struggling with something. When I'm tapping into you, it seems like you can go back and forth, back and forth. Is there a decision that you're trying to make right now, or?
A couple of things with going back to court for my kid's father. You know, it's mostly though my spiritual. I have these dreams, and it's like a puzzle, and it gives me a headache trying to figure them out. And
yeah,
I
people do that
some
sometimes.
Of them, yeah, some of them, they come true, like, right to the T, and then, like, two of them, and then, I don't know, they just, like, I just had one today of a guy that I used to go to school with. He killed himself, and he was in my dream with the girl that I went to school with. I don't know what the message was about. It's so weird and odd. I don't know.
Right.
But
yeah.
But that, I don't know. I don't know if I'm going backwards. I don't know if I'm going forward. It's just really confusing.
Well, yeah. Yeah. What I'm picking up with you is that you're like in a hold pattern right now. It feels like everything is going around you in a circle. And like you're in an airplane and you're just stuck up there for a while and then everything's moving. So that's what I feel like you're doing. But later on this year, it looks like about November or so, you should be coming into your own, knowing where Spirit wants to take you and stuff like that. So
it usually,
hopefully that
helps. Right, and you're right. Because it always happens on my birthday, something new, something
right.
different always ends up happening. So you're correct on that one.
Yeah. Yeah, well, I appreciate that. But you're very spiritual. I can feel it. And you just need to stop doubting yourself. That I think what happens is you get afraid to move forward into more of your gifts, and I think that's a little scary for you at times, but I only see good things for you. And so that's what you want, as I keep telling you, I guess, that they're only seeing good. I don't see anything that you have to do to work a little harder. You're doing it, so just hang in there, and Spirit will bless you.
I know, like, on my 30th birthday, I started having the dreams, and then after that, I just, something new always happens every single time on my birthday. So on before or after, the day after, it never fails. So.
Yeah, I would like to work with you more on this, but I don't have very much time here. But it's intriguing of what you're saying, and you know, you just go and set up another reading with me. I'm actually running a sale right now. You know, $25 for however long I read for. So you just go there and contact me, and we'll get you moving forward.
Okay.
Okay. I appreciate you calling
in.
Oh, I didn't get the website address. It's sorry about that. I was so excited I forgot to give you the information. www.insightswithmichael.net.
Okay.
All right.
Okay. All right. Thank you very much.
You have a great, no problem.
You
have a great day.
You too. Bye bye.
All right, let's go ahead and speak to 202. You're on air with me. Hi.
Hello.
How can I help?
I actually was curious to see about career cards.
Okay, I'm having a hard time hearing you. I didn't hear the question.
Okay, can you hear me now?
Yeah, I can hear you better. Thank you.
Okay, good. I guess kind of like the other young lady, I'm curious to what cards say about just spiritual growth and peace of mind.
Okay. Yeah. I like all these goosebumps on my arms are turning up. You got really good spirit and a really good attitude. That's going to just keep on improving as you go forward. It looks like you're doubting yourself in a little bit in a certain area. I don't know what that area is. But, you know, one thing that spirit can do is help you move the obstacles that are in your way at the moment. They can take care of that, so. Let me go ahead and pull some cards for you, okay?
Thank you.
No problem. That's what I'm here to do, is help you. All right. My cards are not working, so, all right. Okay, the first card I pulled for you is the answered prayer card. Something that you've been asking for is about to materialize. So I don't know what that something is, but it's getting to a point where you're going to have that answered. I would say by the end of the week on that. Archangel Michael is the most powerful angel that there is. And he's stepping forward today just to let you know that you're safe. Have you been thinking about a move? Have you thought about a move?
Yes.
Okay. Because I'm getting like a moving truck in my vision here, and so why are you worried about that? You're worried about that for some reason.
Well, because right now I have to move just for a little bit with my folks, which might be a little challenging.
Right, yeah, I totally understand, yeah.
Yeah.
Well, Spirit will get you through that situation. And it's not going to be forever. It's not going to be a long time. They also want you to meditate. That's quieting our minds. We can focus more on spirit. Everybody needs more meditation in their life. And I have a card in front of me that I'm going to ask you a question. Are you seeing somebody or dating somebody?
No, not at the moment.
Not at the moment? Okay. So they got the romance card in my hand, and so that's a possibility for you out there. Don't think that that's going to happen, because it is, but down the road a little bit. So those are the cards I pulled for you. So.
Oh, great. Thank you so much.
All right. You're welcome. Hopefully that helped.
Yes, it did. Thank you.
Okay. You have a great day then.
You too.
All right. Let's go ahead and speak to the next caller. 336. You're on air with me.
Hello.
Hello. Hi. There
Hi.
You are.
Hi. How are you?
I'm good. How about yourself? You having a good day?
I'm doing good. Yes. I'm doing good. Yes, I feel very blessed. Yes.
All right.
I have called you before, but I don't think I asked you this question about a spiritual love mate. I've been praying to God, and I know people call in all the time about love and finances and stuff like that, but this is different to me. This is something that's been on my heart for a while, and I've been going through some stuff and some changes, and I just have a desire to have someone now in my life, but I just want someone
right.
that is right and appropriate for me, a connection. And I just want to know if you
right.
pick up anything, and if, you know, whatever you receive, you know, and I mean,
okay.
I feel like he's coming, but I don't know when, but I just, you know.
Yeah. I feel like he's coming more. I feel like he's coming more next year.
Mm-hmm.
Which is not that far off if you count where we are.
Right.
We're already in November, so.
October.
But I feel.
Yeah.
Oh, October, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. See, you helped me. I forgot where I was.
That's right.
Mm-hmm. I go in and, you know, in between the spiritual realms and this realm,
mm-hmm.
and sometimes I'm, like, caught off. Guard by certain things, but yeah, he's going to be a person that is spiritual. He's going to be honest with you all the time, so hopefully it helps.
Okay. All right.
Okay.
Well, I guess I appreciate that, you know so you feel like next year. Okay.
Yeah.
Well,
yeah, I feel like the spirit wants you to take care of you, you know,
uh-huh.
and be sure that you're ready, you know,
uh-huh.
to step into a relationship. Because I really
right.
feel like that your next relationship is going to be that divine love that spirit's going to pour out upon you. And I feel really good. Soulmate energy
okay.
with this person. So,
all okay.
right.
All right, Dylan. I really
all
appreciate
right.
that. Thank you.
No problem. You have a great day.
Okay. You too. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. Okay, let me give the call-in number to the program. It is 347-327-9316. Okay, let's go ahead and take my last call. Waiting for other people to call in, but we'll talk to 818, Your Honor.
Hi, Michael. My name's Diane from California. And my
right.
question, I'd like to ask about the gentleman I'm no longer with. Is it a permanent breakup?
I'm saying no. I'm also getting, you need to give him space. But I feel like he'll come back around. But he just needs his own time right now. So I wouldn't take it personal. It's hard when we have breakups not to do that. You know, we think it's personal. But, you know, I feel like that he will come around. It's just going to be a little bit of time. I don't see him coming around any time before this year ends. I would say more next year.
Oh, okay. Okay, interesting. That would make sense, too. So that's it. I mean, I really appreciate it. And that's from Spirit, right? Or did you pull cards? Did the card say anything else?
That's from Spirit.
You
I can pull some cards for you if you want some cards.
I love when you do that. Yes, I'd love that.
Okay, let's do it then.
Oh, right. Thank you.
Let me, they are not dealing with me in the right way. So surrender and release is one of the cards I pulled for you. I feel like your past, I feel like there's something in your past that eats at you or something that just bothers you. And you're looking for a new direction. So surrender and release is what I'm picking up for you. And let me go ahead and pull another card.
Okay.
And say, will cooperate with me would be good. Healing card. Definitely healing, like emotional hurts. You know, a lot of times they say stick and stones will break my bones, but words never hurt me. That's not
right.
True. Words do hurt. But I feel like this card in front of me, the healing card, just wants you to walk into that healing energy and just accept, you know, the Spirit's working in your life. You got angels. I don't know if you're aware of this, but let me tell you what I'm feeling. I feel like you got two angels that stand on either side of you and like, we got your back is what they're telling me. I don't know what's going on. Maybe you're secured, maybe you're not. But I got two angels showing me that they're with you. So that's a good thing.
That's a great thing. That tingled my whole body. And, you know, that lifted me up. I hope you could feel it. I just went elevated. Boom. I felt so spiritual. You know, I kind of left the body thing and felt I'm a
yeah.
spiritual being. That was, I love you. Thank you, Michael. Thank you so much.
You're welcome. I appreciate you calling in today. You have a great day, okay?
God bless. You too.
You too. All right. Let's go to the next caller. Is 512, you're on air with me.
Hi there, how are you?
I'm good, how can I help you?
Sorry, there was a car driving by. I was just wondering what you see or what Spirit has as far as my next career move. I'm moving office, my private practice. And I'm wondering,
right.
yeah, where and if it's a good idea for me to pick something up part-time. I had let go of all of my part-time jobs because I want to dedicate 100% of my time to my private practice and my passion. And now I'm kind of getting back to the place financially where, well, maybe it just wasn't the time
right.
yet. So, yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, That's the issue that I'm picking up on is you're going to step out, but this is not the time to worry about the time to regroup and move into a new location. I see it being a positive thing that you're moving into a new relationship with Spirit and doing that. And also they're telling me that you just need to keep on going and they're open doors for you. I mean, I have the same thing. I mean, you know, you want to do spiritual work and
yeah.
and stuff like that, but sometimes the money isn't there. I mean, it just, you know,
mm-hmm.
it just has vanished, and that's what I'm thinking happened here. So, you know, do some part-time work, but, you know, don't let go of your dream either because you're going to be really good at it, and I'd hate for you to quit. Just because Spirit's getting ready to bless you. I see like February of next year really going to be a good month for you. I don't know what's going to actually happen, but
okay.
something
oh,
about
I'm not
February. Yeah, don't give up.
No, I'm not.
So,
I love it. I know that this is what I'm meant to do, to help people. So
right.
I'm sticking with that. I just,
And what you need to do, and I have to do this myself, is manifest what we want. You know, we're spiritual beings housed in human form, having a human experience. But, you know, spirit wants to bless us. And you know, I have the same, you know, struggles with my own business is, you know, they're not, things are not flowing like I think they should. I mean, they're still moving, but not according to what I want. So, so you can just go on that.
Yeah, I agree with you, and it is all for the best. I was not fitting into this community any longer. It just came quicker than I anticipated, so I'm also feeling the pressure of a little bit of time. Like, I literally have until the 14th to find a new place, and I still want to keep my clients, and I still want to be able to practice. Yet with that, like I said, I'm also looking at bringing, you know, something else into the mix that I could do part-time that's also aligned with being in service and doing this healing work that I'm doing. So it's kind of like a happy medium. So I have that steady. And then when my clients, when it does pick up and I'm able to have a full practice, then, you know, I could let go of the part-time.
Right. Yep. Okay. Well, hopefully that's helped.
It has. Thank you. Is there anything Spirit has as far as where I should be focusing my energy as far as finding a new office for me?
They're saying look west, so I don't know.
Okay.
So that's what I keep picking up, look west.
Okay.
And you're going to find a new location, so you'll be okay. So just hang in there.
I will. Thank you so much. God bless. Lots of love.
You're welcome. You too.
Thanks.
Bye.
Have a great day. Weekend.
You too. All right. One more call. And let's see. Where are we? Six, seven, eight. You're on air.
Hello, Michael. This is Susie.
Hi, I haven't talked to you for a while.
I know. I see. I get your messages that you're on air, and by golly, I can't get a second to call in. So I am blessed today to be able to speak to you.
Well,
how you
let's
doing,
get it
Michael?
The same way. I'm doing
how
good.
How you doing, Michael? Oh, good. I'm very happy to hear that. I have to connect with Rose to see what's going on. anyway, I was just wondering if you can connect with Spirit and see this present thing going on. The man that I was in relationship with, we've been kind of connected for about, it's going on 6 years now, and he's just really just not good energy for me. But yet, I always go back to, you know, my heart is heavy because of the life that he's had, part because of his choices, and in part is because of his childhood. And I wanted to see if Spirit can tell us if his energy is just going to keep lingering around me, or, you know, I'm trying to set the boundaries, but then my heart gets tugged, and then I seem to be helping him all over again. Right. I don't know that I should be helping him to the extent that I have been helping him, but just want to know if he'll continue to be in my life.
Okay. Yeah.
He's not well, Michael.
Yeah, that's what I was getting ready to say. I don't think he's feeling good. But, you know, I see things turning around for you, you know, with health. Also, I had a spiritual growth card for you, Susie, and I know that you do a radio show yourself every once in a while, and mm-hmm. Spirit saying to you, don't give up on that.
Okay.
So I, you know, you need to do that. It's an outlet that you have. You have a special gift of helping people, and so you need to use that. So I don't know if you have been thinking about quitting that, but you need just to continue forward with that.
Okay.
So.
Okay.
And I got, it's interesting. I got the romance card in front of me. I didn't even see it until just now. And so your relationship, it's going to have some ups and downs, but I feel like you go through them pretty good. And you got a big heart. You want to help people. So I believe that's what you're going to do. So hopefully that helps.
Oh, you think they're still going to be in it with him or somebody new for the romance?
I feel like it's somebody new.
Okay.
Yeah.
Well, that would be nice.
Yep.
Mm-hmm.
Stagnated mm-hmm. energy isn't good. So.
No, it is not. It has to be fresh and flowing.
Right.
Yes. Okay, Michael. Well, thanks so much, and it was a pleasure talking to you today. I hope that everything is wonderful, joyful, and loving in your world.
Thank you. I appreciate that.
Okay. Love you, Michael.
All right, Sue. I love you, too. Uh-huh. You take care of yourself.
You, too, bye. Michael. Bye-bye.
All right. We are done with the switchboard at the moment. I do have open lines. Real quick, if you would like to call in, I'm running low on time, but 347-327-9316. Again, let me mention that I am running a special for the rest of this weekend. So, and you can go over to my website and click on the donation to pay for it, and it's like $25, and I read until I'm done. So that could be 10 minutes, that could be 60 minutes, but I'm not going to cut off spirit just because a timer says, you know, I'm done. So that's one thing I don't want to do, is that I don't want to run out of time with spirit. So website address, if you're asking for that, I felt that. It is www.insightswithmichael.net. That's www.insightswithmichael.net. I won't be on again tomorrow. I don't know what time yet. Whatever time Spirit wants us to be on, we will be here. One thing I want us to do is something that's been really on my mind and in my heart is the East Coast is being threatened right now by a hurricane. So let's see it going out to sea and not into the coastline. I mean, they're preparing, but how much, you know, can you appeal for? So let's just pray for them right now. Father, Mother, God, I just thank you for this day. I thank you for the callers that have called in today, and I hope that I said something that lift their spirit to get them moving on their spiritual path and their spiritual journey. And Father, Mother, God, right now I pray for the East Coast, that you would let this hurricane go out to sea and not do any more damage. It's already done damage in other areas and islands out in the area, so just let it just fizzle out or, you know, move it out to the ocean. So we thank you for that. And Father, Mother, God, I just pray right now for my family, and I pray that you would just lift them up and be my mom, be with my dad and my brother and my sister, and be with me and continue to be that spark that you always do on when I'm on air, and I thank you for the gifts that I have, and I don't want to ever take those for granted. And Father, Mother God, I just love everyone, and I just want to pour that love out. And we thank you again for everything that you've done for us up to this point in our lives, and we thank you for the future. And we say namaste, and we say amen. All right, I got about 14 minutes to talk to you. So I don't know if you're like me, but lately it feels like, you know, I go into a room, you know, I'll be sitting down and thinking, well, I need to go in and go get me something. By the time I go into the kitchen, I forgot why I was in the kitchen. So hopefully you're not going through that. But spirit is moving, and that's a growing pain, what's going on right now. So don't be too alarmed about it. You know, check it out with the doctor and be sure there's nothing physical going on with you. But, you know, the spiritual is working in your life. So, all right, I feel like that we're done. So I'm going to go ahead and close out. Like I said, I appreciate everybody tuning in. You know, get a reading with me. Give you more information. And it's pretty reasonable. $25 is not, you know, hard to find. So just, you know, do the best you can. That's my main thing. All right, let's go ahead and close out. And we'll close out with a song that I always close out with. Slowly but surely. Okay, goodbye, guys.
Peace be with you as you roll on by me tomorrow.
Peace be with you.